Hi, this is... Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
Live. All right. Hey, welcome aboard, folks. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, hour number three. If you missed any parts of our first 2 hours, so we began with David Justokas. We got into a really good conversation about Georgia and the election and the trial and the leak. There's been a Twitter leak of what's called the proffer conversations between Jenna Ellis and the DA and Sidney Powell and the DA, and that is like a major issue, quite frankly. And so we have that conversation that we had, how it affects free speech, and then talking about Hamas and that issue. Then, let's see, last hour we spent talking with David Wormser, Dr. David Wormser, and then was added in Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government president. But we really got into dispelling so many of the pieces of disinformation that are being spoken about Israel and the Jews and the Ashkenazi and where they came from and how they got here and just all of that. We really got into that, as well as the assault, the actual literal attack on our Western Christian God-fearing beliefs. And how that is playing itself out. So I will encourage you. We'll try to get the audio is already up, but we'll try and get video up relative to that, separated out, so you can have that and grab that. All right, I am very pleased to welcome my guest to the program from Newsbusters and MRC. I'd like to welcome Mr. Michael Morris. Michael, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, always. And as you know, we're upgrading and doing a few new things. So excited about those things. Creates. Thank you very much. That creates some new dynamics. Well, there's a lot being excluded from conversation. As it were, related to what the media decides it will cover and won't cover. Google continues election interference. Let's start with that, because that was a big part of our topic of conversation in the first hour with David Shostokas. Talk to me about that, Google's continued efforts to block people's ability to be able to talk about elections.
Well, look, this is an evil company. There's no way around it. Google is an evil company. You've seen probably on our site the logo that we came up with. We got the Russian flag there. We got the D for the Democrat Party circled around the O. And then we've got the hammer and sickle as part of the G to kind of mimic in the colors of Google's format. Again, it's an evil, evil company. What are they doing right now? Well, we've been up to doing some research here at the Media Research Center. Surprise, surprise, Free Speech America. And we've done some studies. We looked into what Google is doing in regards to the 2024 election. So we did some innocuous searches, presidential campaign websites, using a clean environment. What that means is no tracking cookies, no history, things like that on a clean computer. And we did a search. We searched presidential campaign websites. We also searched individual parties, so Republican presidential campaign websites, Democrat presidential campaign websites, independent presidential campaign websites, on down the line. When we search Republican presidential campaign websites, and this is the third study that we've done right before the third debate, Google did not produce a single Republican candidate website. Not even Donald Trump's website even appeared, and he's polling above 50%, folks. The search did, however, come up with Marianne Williamson, who's running as a Democrat, and it showed a recent Republican dropout, Will Hurd, who ended his presidential bid nearly a month ago now, after weeks of polling at zero. You know, so when you search for Republican campaign websites, what you would expect to see in a search is you would expect to see probably Donald Trump up the top, maybe Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, kind of on down the line. That's what you should probably see in a search, but that's not what Google's showing you, and it's appalling.
Well, just for those of you that are perhaps looking for that particular article and that information, all you need to do is go to newsbusters.org and click on the free speech tab, and you will find that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pop that particular story up here Let's see. That should be coming up about right now. And we will size that in, stretch to canvas. There we go. And look at that. There you go. Google continues election interference, still buries Trump and other Biden opponents. And you can kind of get us a look at it. And then you were talking about, you know, the Google logo, and you can see it kind of in small print, but, you know, the G, the little O, the little hook and what do they call that? The crescent, hook, hammer and sickle. There you go. So you can kind of get an idea of what that looks like. And, you know, I need to get Robert Epstein on, because I know that's something that he has been really honed in on, is identifying that. So, Michael, you know, censorship is I know, a big focus on what you guys are involved and engaged in. What other areas is the news censoring, if you will, stories?
Sure. Yeah. Well, look, Google is up to all sorts of things. You know, it's not just censoring. It's doing other awful things as well. We recently just saw on Twitter, now it's called X, Musk's platform, Google's DeepMind. They have an artificial intelligence branch inside Google. They call the head of this DeepMind Google brain, it's Roseanne Liu, I believe. She is the DEI chair for the International Conference on Learning Representations. Okay, so what is DEI? Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. This lady goes online and attempts to shame a former employee, somebody that's moving on from the company from Google Brain, apparently in Zurich. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. But what does Roseanne say? This guy posted some pictures, apparently, with some of his buddies there in Google Brain DeepMind. He said, "Today was my last day at Google Brain DeepMind. Really grateful for amazing colleagues." So he posted some pictures with his colleagues. They're all smiling. They look like they're having a good time. And what does Roseanne say? "Sorry for dunking on your special day and DEI policing, but all these images are so sad," she said. "It's 2020 freaking three. What are we doing?" Well, what is she talking about? Well, in this guy's pictures, it's a bunch of men. Shocker. A bunch of men working in the tech community. And this lady, this Google employee, this diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense, is upset that for some reason there are no women in the photo. Shocking stuff. And look, the woke mind virus is so deep in this program at Google that the guy that she's chastising says, quote, "I totally agree, but I hope you understand that I'm not responsible for hiring. Unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to work closely with some of the great female coworkers, except for one 20%er who did amazing work on Pali X, and it was her first time with search." And this Roseanne Liu, this DEI person. "Sorry, but I have to push back a little here. Again, sorry for doing this today, and congrats on your very deserved achievement. When it comes to culture and change, everyone is responsible or culpable if something is so alarmingly wrong." I hate to tell you, folks, I don't think she's sorry at all. I think she's gleeful, in fact, that she gets to go marching around, thought policing people and shaming them for something that they're not even responsible for. And let's be real. Do ladies want to sit around in dank, dark rooms and work on tech work? No, it's mostly guys. Heaven forbid. You know, amazing, amazing stuff.
Yeah. Well, here's another one that is just stunning to me, because we just spent quite a bit of time talking about what's happening over in Israel. But Google Maps is displaying where Israel's bomb shelters are. I mean, you can't, you literally cannot make this stuff up. They're displaying where Google's bomb shelters are. Michael, can you comment on this?
I mean, this is insane, right? Well, you know, at first glance, we wanted to give Google the benefit of the doubt, right? So we're like, okay, Google's displaying Israel's bomb shelters. So we were looking in and around the Gaza Strip, and we thought, all right, well, maybe they're just trying to show people where the bomb shelters are, right? So if they're worried about rocket fire or Hamas mortaring or anything like that, maybe they need help finding where the bomb shelters are. Well, we did some poking around. We looked in Ukraine, right? There's a war going on in Ukraine between Russia and Ukraine, and we thought, yeah, this is a former Soviet state. They were worried about nuclear fallout, just like the United States was. Surely they have some bomb shelters. Well, Google didn't show any. So somehow, and for some reason, Google showing bomb shelters all over Israel, over 50 we counted, but none appear on Google Maps in Ukraine. And we went further. We actually reached out to some folks. My boss, MRC, Free Speech America Vice President Dan Schneider, is actually Jewish. He had some family members over in Israel, and he reached out to some of them, and they said, look, everyone living in Israel knows where his right. bomb shelter is located.
Right.
You know, you just have to go into the stairwell of the nearest house. You certainly wouldn't stand in the street and look up Google Maps. That's what one of his relatives said. I mean, another person explained, when you move to a new place, even before you ask where to get the best coffee, you find the nearest public shelter. I can tell you that every Israeli knows exactly where to go when rockets and missiles are sent. No one needs to use Google Maps to find a shelter.
Let me add to that. I had a guest on this past Friday, and we actually specifically addressed that particular issue. She was in Jerusalem on the day of the attack. And, of course, we went into her testimony and what she experienced. One of the things she shared, Dietri McGee, she said, the first thing that they show you after they show you the bathroom, which, interestingly enough, in homes, the bomb shelter is right across from the bathroom. But the first thing they show you is where the bomb shelter is in the place you're staying and where the community bomb shelter is that you're going to need to go to, because what is not reported by the news is that Israel and people living, the Jewish people living in Israel, are under constant threat of missile fire. Everybody over here would be like, oh my God, there's missiles in the air. Oh my God, right? I mean, that would be the reaction. Over there, missile fire has been a regular, everyday occurrence for years. It's usually in small amounts, and it happens, and then it stops. That was the difference between before and since October the 7th. But nobody wants to report on any of that, Michael.
Yeah, look, absolutely right. And let's not forget, even CNN, when they went in and were videoing and having reporters go on the scene there in Israel, you have to remember, the Hamas terrorists actually hunted down Israelis that were hiding out in bomb shelters.
Yep.
So it begs the question, why is Google showing where all these bomb shelters are? If this is such a known commodity in Israel, because as you noted, there's constant rocket fire from their enemies, which surround that tiny little country.
Yep.
Why is Google showing all these bomb shelters all over the country?
Yep.
Is it some sort of an attempt to show where Israelis may be hiding? And if not, well, then how come they don't show the same in Ukraine? These questions need to be answered.
100%. 100%. Well, another story that you guys have covered, and it keeps coming up, is the fake Gaza hospital bombing that didn't happen. And yet media continues to report it as if it did happen. And you know, the idea, I mean, they've got it. The New York Times has it. Hundreds dead in blast at Gaza hospital. Except that there aren't, because it never happened.
Yeah, I mean, this is an incredible story. And it wasn't just the New York Times. It was others as well. Politico, Time Magazine, Reuters. All four of these outlets actually put out despicable headlines at first blaming Israel for blowing up the hospital and killing innocents in the hospital. But as evidence has poured out, it looks more and more like it was a failed missile launch from inside Gaza that may have hit the parking lot.
Parking lot.
Not the hospital at all.
Yep.
And what they showed in the, I believe it was the New York Times online page, is what looked like a blown up building, but that wasn't even the hospital. It was a totally different building. But as a viewer, you see that building and you think, oh my gosh, is this the hospital that got blown up? You know, I mean, it's just incredible. And then you have these groups. We at the Media Research Center have been tracking these groups like NewsGuard and Ad Fuentes. These are so-called media literacy and media ratings firms that actually will give ratings to news outlets and media entities to show advertisers whether or not they are credible or reliable and what their biases are. And so these ad companies will see these ratings and then decide whether or not they want to advertise on your website. So this is, this is a very big deal. And Ad Fuentes did not even rate the New York Times, the Politico, Time Magazine, or Reuters stories where they got the headlines wrong, showing that that overwhelmingly they're favoring leftist outlets. Now, if this had been a right-wing media outlet, you'd better darn well believe that Ad Fuentes would have rated it and rated it poorly. But instead, they're running cover for these legacy leftist outlets.
It is beyond disgusting, quite frankly, that you're watching this kind of just absolute blatant bias that's taking place. And as you know, as you guys point out, it's just continual. It is unrelenting. One other piece I want to get in before I let you go, and that is George Soros's son Alex has taken over. Why is he potentially worse than Soros?
Well, yeah, this is very interesting, and this is just a piece that we put out this morning. So this is fresh for your viewers today. Look, Alex Soros is even more dangerous than his father. That's why this is such a big deal. He's poured millions of dollars from his foundation into insane leftist causes, groups that promote everything from defunding the police to big tech censorship to climate change fanaticism, to caricaturing the GOP as the greatest threat to Jews in the United States. One group that Alex funded would later go on to promote sex changes for children without parental consent. I mean, this is horrifying stuff, and he now has the reins to his father's $25 billion nonprofit empire to crush conservatives.
And remember, you know, that the use of the media, the use of propaganda, I mean, this is an age-old way in which leftists and communists and so on take over your country. This is that they bombard the people with propaganda, the same stories over and over. It's a Saul Alinsky tactic. If you tell the same lie over and over and over and over and over again, it gets into the psyche, it gets into people's conscience, it gets into their thought processes, and they start acting these things out without ever checking source, without ever listening to get real information, and we're watching it on a broad spectrum. It's just absolutely horrific. Horrific.
Absolutely right. And look, this is a dangerous man. Alex Soros hates the political right. The report that we just put out is part two of a three-part series. In the first part, we actually covered some of the things that he has said on social media. He called Republicans the Confederacy. He prophesied the possible end of democracy and civil war if President Trump were to be reelected in 2024. And he called the overturning of Roe v. Wade one of the, quote, worst, unquote, days in U.S. history. That gives you an idea. And this guy is taking over his father's empire. Be on the lookout for this dangerous man and watch out, folks. Got to keep it on the up and up.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, again, you can find it newsbusters.org. Newsbusters.org is the website. And MRC, Media Research Center, is the umbrella. And Michael, thank you again for being with me. I greatly appreciate it. Pass the word along, if you will. Next week is Thanksgiving. I'm taking the week off, but I'll be back in 2 weeks. So I look
Very
forward
good.
To
thank you,
having you or T-Rose back on the program with me in a couple of weeks. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. Have a great week.
All right. We're going to take our break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. Dee Dee Loguson, Save the Persecuted Christians, joins me. Folks, we're in heavy days. I don't know any other way to say it. We are in incredibly heavy days right now, and we're covering heavy issues.
So up next, we have
there's no way to move away from that. But I can tell you this. The good news is that God is still in control. And sometimes it takes some pressure to squeeze out a diamond. And that's where we're headed. And America needs to get back on track and become the diamond that she was intended to be. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. Michael, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well. And I will catch you in a couple of weeks. I'll let Aaron Rose know.
Okay, sounds great. Catch you in 2 weeks. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Dee Dee. Oh, hang on a minute. I think you're... Wait, I'm going to stop the share. I got to unmute. There we go.
Hi, thank you. And
thanks for
muting the commercial. I'm not sure how we'll talk with the commercial behind us.
We are getting everything squared away. We're learning this whole process. And
okay. Yeah, I found that. Great. Thank you.
Yep. I'm going to remove that. Now I'm going to replace the speaker. Now I'm going to put her. Okay, there we go. Look at that.
I know. We're starting to figure it out.
My God. I think we're going to get this. Woo. Oh, my.
He's feeling good about this now.
Well, I'm starting to feel comfortable, which.
Yep. This is only your third day.
Yeah, which is really, an important thing.
Yep.
All right.
Third day with this software. He's a seasoned expert, let me point out.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, no issues there.
All right, I'm going to put her in the dynamic for you, buddy.
Okay.
That look good to you so far?
I don't know. I'm in the two screen. I'm in the guest two screen right now.
Yeah, okay.
On the editor.
All right, let me see if I can clean that up. Go ahead and take a look at the dynamic. I'll work on cleaning that up.
Looks very similar.
It does. It does. I'm going to rename Michaels in case he comes back and leave it exactly as so.
Okay.
Okay.
And we are a minute and 37 out, Dee Dee.
Okay. So what have you been talking about today, Craig?
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.